new country, 93.5.
Fly tat on the back of a you-know-where. I let her lie by the white landy there. It's what you get for getting tipsy at the county fair. My baby's my kind of crazy. $1 million smile and a $500 car. She talks to Jesus every morning before it starts. Hates the way it drives, but loves the way it parks by the river in the moonlight. Listening to the AM station, cause the just kept yelling, speed up. She did it twice, did you owe me a couple $100? But keep your money, I'll take an eye on you. On an ice cream cone and some high heel shoes. She's my kind of Sunday driving. Rolling down the back roads, hanging out the window. Riding with her hair in the wind and her hands in the sky. Like she's flying. She's my kind of ponytail pretty. Like the city, I march along to whatever out of time drum she plays me. She's my kind of crazy, my kind of dangerous, my kind of say whatever's on your mind. She's my kind, she's my kind of Sunday driving, rolling down the back roads, hanging at the window.
Is Paul McGuire's Country Countdown on New Country 93.5.
Time to fire them up. The hottest country stars with the 20 hottest country songs.
Hey, y'all, this is Jacob.
Hey, everyone, this is Keith.
Dan and Shay.
Hey, everybody, I'm Kenny Chesney.
This is Paul McGuire's Country Countdown.
Hey, I'm Paul McGuire. Welcome to the countdown. Coming to you from downtown Toronto, we've got your country covered. Coming up in the next 2 hours, a chat with Nate Smith. New music from Tim and the Glory Boys. And news about Kenny Chesney sharing an honor with June Carter Cash. All right, let's get started. And this week we start with Megan Patrick, who will spend her summer having some fun at festivals in Canada. Dauphin's Country Fest, The Stampede, Boots and Hearts, and Cavendish Beach. Down 6 positions this week, but still hanging on at number 20. Here's Megan and Golden Child.
If I could send a letter back in time to younger me in her wilder days, a daydreamer with her head in the sky and always learn.
Just be careful what you wish for, honey. You never know it might come true. Don't be tempted by
If I was your drink, I'd get you buzzing and remembering things, thinking about us. And girl, if I was your radio, I'd play our song every hour on the hour all night long. If I was your church, I would preach on forgiveness. If I was your phone, I'd call me out the blue. If I was your town, I'd be nothing but red lights, turning them tails into headlights. But girl, if I were you, I'd pedal down that Mustang and I'd never look back. Pour gasoline on everything and strike that match. Get a cover-up tattoo, put me in that review. Yeah, girl, if I were you, I'd leave me too. Here in the dust, middle finger up because of my name. I could go back, I swear to God I'd do it different than that. Turns out your mama was right, yeah, you can do better, and it's gonna haunt me forever. But girl, if I were you, I'd pedal down that Mustang and I'd never look back. Pour gasoline on everything and strike that match. Get a cover-up tattoo, put me in that review. Yeah, girl, if I were you,
made its countdown debut right here last week. Josh Ross, Leave Me Too, number 19 for a second week in a row. Megan Patrick was right before that at 20. Golden Child dropping six spots this week. Keeping it going with another debut, a song from a countdown first timer, a song from a debut album called Carolina Blue that comes out April 25th, making its countdown debut at number 18. It's John Morgan with a little help from Jason Aldean and a song called Friends Like That.
Mm-hmm. had gone. I bet you think I'm still sitting here alone. All tore up like a whiskey label, staring at the key that you left on the table. Hate to tell you, baby, but you got it wrong. No, I ain't missing you like crazy. You've been better company lately. I'm doing all right for the shape I'm in. Sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right. Throwing that smoke on a Friday night. Willie turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell. But I don't care if you never come back. Cause who needs you when I got friends like that? It's alright, this fire's been keeping me warm enough. Holding on to you, girl, who needs that? I got a wide knuckle grip on a whiskey glass. When it gets down to ice, I just fill it back up.
Paul McGuire's Country Countdown, number 17.
I got an old half pack of black Pall Malls. I can smoke now, won't get no shade at all. I got half a mind to give you a call, but I ain't chasing after you.
Bedroom door, I got half a mind, probably more to cover up this old tattoo.
I got a hole in my heart, damn near the size of Texas, and I think you left it. I got a picture of you and me, circa 2019, don't know why I kept it. I got a story I tell myself until my face is in the blue, but I got no happy ever after you.
I got a new blue Chevy in my front yard under the dogwood where our names are carved, and my pride's parked in that same spot. Guess it'll be there till I move.
Too late now, I got memories walking around this house that just won't turn loose.
I got a hole in my heart, damn near the size of Texas, and I think you left it.
I got a picture of you and me, circa 2019, don't know why I kept it. I got a story I tell myself till my face is in the blue, but I got no happy ever.
don't know why I kept it. I got a story I tell myself until my face is in the blue, but I got no happy ever after you.
Thelma and James. Happy Ever After You, number 17, right where we left it last week. That followed John Morgan and Jason Aldean's collab at 18. Friends Like That, making its chart debut this week. On the other side of the break, Post Malone, Ella Langley, and Cody Johnson. Plus a flashback from Joe Nichols. Thanks for hanging the countdown. We'll be right back.
Paul McGuire's Country Countdown. More next.
Have you heard about the new Country 93.5 interrupting cash cow? Dare we say she's making herself at home around here. This contest is so simple, a cow could play it. Sorry. Tough crowd. Every time the interrupting cash cow crashes into the music, call 416-872-2935 and you can win $500. Head to newcountry935.com for a sneak peek where she'll charge next. The New Country 93.5 interrupting cash cow. New Country 93.5.
At Great, for more value at Loblaws. Until April 9th, get family-sized boneless, skinless chicken breasts for just $4.66 a pound. Shop in-store or online today. Conditions apply. See flyer for details. Loblaws, proudly Canadian since 1919.
Walking long sandals, perfect for poolside lounging or a stylish day out. And wedges, they're back, more comfortable, chic, and ready to elevate every step you take. You need them? We have them at
Walking on a Cloud.
Rewatching movies is like comfort food. You know exactly what you're getting and still love it.
This month on the pod, the iconic Amanda Bynes, She's the Man.
We're going to figure out whether it was this movie or the movie Step Up that sparked our love for Channing Tatum.
Ooh, I love it.
I need your advice, man. I got lady troubles.
I'm here for you, bro. I got a left time of knowledge.
So join the Rom-Com Rewind podcast at stingraypodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy the famous all-you-can-eat buffet at Mandarin. Gather your family and friends and make your phone reservation today.
Back to Paul McGuire's Country Countdown.
Welcome back to the countdown, right back into the music with Post Malone and Luke Combs dropping 10 positions this week to number 16. This is Guy for That.
I got a guy side in my new boyfriend, Rebinds bottles, Ricky down the road, he resells Red Wings. Hell, I got a guy for every damn thing. Oh, that ain't exactly what I'm looking for, 'cause I'm looking for someone.
the hottest songs of the week. Paul McGuire's Country Countdown, number 15.
Heartbreaker, but I've said a few goodbyes. I'd make a promise, but I know later I'm bound to change my mind. Depending on the weather I'm going, and hell, baby, nobody knows when. Yeah, if it was a different time, might have been different in a different life. Maybe that plane wouldn't ever take off.
Word for the Wind, up three spots to number 15. Post Malone and Luke Combs before that at 16. Guy for That, down 10 spots this week. Okay, let's flashback.
One song can bring back a thousand memories. It's a flashback on Paul McGuire's Country Countdown.
To 2002 and a country song about heartache. I know, imagine that. From Joe Nichols' album, Man with a Memory. It's a track named after a place most of us have visited, spent a little bit of time in, called Broken Heartsville. The dude in the song had a girl, but she has found her way into the arms of another man. He says their love has gone to hell, and so has he. Now he's drinking beer in a bar at a town called Broken Heartsville. Written by Donnie Keyes, Blake Mevis, Randy Boudreau, and Clint Daniels, it would go on to become Joe's first number one. And Joe says it's his favorite song that he recorded but didn't write. This is Joe Nichols and Broken Heartsville, this week's flashback.
He wore that cowboy hat to cover up his horns. Sweet-talking, forked tongue had a tempting charm. Before I turned around, that girl was gone. All I can say is, bartender, pour me something strong. Here's here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a Coupe de Ville. I watched him drive away over the hill, not against her will. I've got time to kill down in Broken Heartsville. It was long and chrome sitting in the lot. Fire engine red, that thing was hot. He revved it up, she waved goodbye. Love's gone to hell and so have I. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a Coupe de Ville. I watched him drive away over the hill, not against her will. I've got time to kill down in Broken Heartsville. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a Coupe de Ville. I watched him drive away over the hill, not against her will. I've got time to kill down in Broken Heartsville.
Joe Nichols, Broken Heartsville, this week's flashback. Back to the chart with Cody Johnson and Carrie Underwood, up one position this week to number 14. This is I'm Gonna Love You.
Stars are gonna light up a midnight sky. The sun's gonna burn on the 4th of July. Tides are gonna turn with the pull of the moon. And I'm gonna love you.
Birds will fly south when the winter comes. Snow's gonna fall and rivers gonna run. April's gonna rain and flowers gonna bloom. And I'm gonna love you.
So good that it almost hurts. Steady and true as a Bible verse. My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on. Earth's gonna shake every now and then. Some runaway roads are gonna dead end. And on those days when the world feels cruel, I'm gonna love you.
Yeah.
Time's gonna put a few lines on our face.
We can cover it up, but hair's gonna gray.
Life's gonna fly and be gone too soon. And I'm gonna love you. Baby, I'm gonna love you.
Cody Johnson and Carrie Underwood, I'm gonna love you up one spot to number 14 this week. On the other side of the break, the James Barker Band, Kane Brown and Dallas Smith, plus the news from Nashville. We'll be right back.
Paul McGuire's Country Countdown. More next.
Come on, let's go.
New country.
New country. 93.5.
From the hottest country artists to country's fastest rising stars, it's time to kick up your summer at Canada's largest music and camping festival, Boots and Hearts 2025. August 7th to the 10th at Burrells Creek.
We'll have a...
Featuring Sam Hunt, Hardy, Bailey Zimmerman, Daughtry, and tons more. Single-day tickets, full weekend passes, and tent and RV camping passes now on sale. Boots and Hearts 2025. August 7th to the 10th at Burrells Creek. For tickets and full lineup, visit bootsandhearts.com.
Psst, Paul, you up?
Yeah.
Why, Paul?
Oh, I can't stop thinking about how much money I spent on this new mattress. I keep worrying it wasn't worth it.
It wasn't, Paul. You should have got the new mattress from IKEA like me. So affordable, so comfy, cozy, so much support for my aching back.
Then why can't you sleep?
Because I love to talk to my friend Paul.
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
Walking on a Cloud presents Proudly Canadian, Perfectly Comfortable, featuring Lori Vella.
Canadians know the value of quality and comfort. At Walking on a Cloud, we carry top brands like New Balance, Birkenstock, Blundstone, Vessi, and FitFlop because the perfect pair of shoes makes all the difference. Fine footwear crafted for all-day comfort, long-lasting wear, and effortless style. Walking on a Cloud is proudly Canadian, family-owned and operated since 1959.
Walking on a Cloud. Oh no, I can't be out of ink. Not now.
Mega Tank.
Why do I always do this to myself? Ah, what is that printer that comes with 30 times the ink?
Mega Tank.
Yes, it's a Canon. Mega phone?
Mega Tank.
It's a Canon printer. It comes with like $2,000 worth of ink. Prints me over 7,700 color pages.
Mega Tank.
Mega what?
Listen to the voice in your head and get a Canon Mega Tank printer so you don't have to think about ink for a long, long time. Canon Mega Tank printers available at Best Buy, Amazon, and Staples.
When you get a Subaru with symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive and class-leading safety included, it's like you also get a Subaru that comes with a multi-dog transporter, mud navigator, a Rainmaster slope pilot, remote campsite finder, a moose country guide, a gravel handler, a very slushy surface controller, windy road stabilizer, spinning wheel avoider, a four-legged mammal attractor, surprise snow detector, plus a... Oh, and we're out of time. Subaru is the multi-tool that masters every unpredictable weather condition. Visit your local Subaru dealer for great lease and finance options.
You're listening to Paul McGuire's Country Countdown.
Welcome back to the Countdown. I talk to songwriters all the time about where ideas for songs come from, how they decide on which ideas to pursue, which ones to forget, and the process about transforming an idea for a song into a piece of music. The James Barker Band dropped by the studio recently, and we talked about idioms.
That's one of those things that you think, well, you're like, if you're a writer, you're like, eventually we gotta run out of these things that we're saying, these like idioms that we use, these common phrases or whatever, but you never do, because then someone, you'll hear a song and you're like, dang it, they made something out of that thing that I've said a thousand times, right?
Yeah. And like, to pump Con's tires or whatever, like, that's not to say the best songwriters or whatever, but that's kind of like the saying in and of itself, is like, some of the best songwriters are the best listeners, because it's such like you pick up on for me how many hundreds of times in your life have you said it, and never once did you bank it and be like, you didn't for me, okay, this and this and this, and then like you walk in the songwriting room and buddy, you know, whatever, Connor drops out a title and it's just like, oh, how did I not think of that? And it's like, well, because he listened.
I literally look up idioms and read them all the time. Yeah. Like, has that one been done? Has this one been done? Does that make sense? Would I say that? Like, it's kind of one of those things. You said it best, James. You said you have to, like, turn a gear in your brain and just be, like, aware.
Keep the radar up all the time.
All the time. And then make notes. As soon as you hear it,
don't bank it. Like, write it down immediately because you will forget.
You will forget if you don't write it down. That's exactly it. And so when I pitch this one, like I said a few times, and I remember, like, you pitch an idea in the room, and then you usually what you do is you pitch it, and then you riff on it for like 5 minutes, and if something sticks, you run with it, and if something's not sticking, you move on. Someone else pitched something, right?
That's what you come here for, right? Highbrow discussions about art. Here's the James Barker Band, and You Didn't Hear It From Me, down one position this week to number 13.
Hey, how you been? I ain't seen you since last summer. I'm doing good as I look. Have you heard from her? I heard she took a new job out in Colorado. She's moving out there in a couple weeks from tomorrow. I bet she won't, but if she asks if I'm back on my feet. You didn't hear it from me, but my coffee's full of whiskey. My bed's been staying empty. Odds are 50-50 if I call her tonight. Every song I hear's about her. I'm losing it without her. I ain't slept an hour the last 3 nights. You can tell. Buddies or the bartender that I've been on a breaking down hill and back bender. I'm worse off than I thought I could be. I was wrong, she was right. You didn't hear it from me, but my coffee's full of whiskey. My bed's been staying empty. Odds are 50-50 if I call her tonight. Every song I hear's about her. I'm losing it without her. I ain't slept an hour the last 3 nights. Coffee's full of whiskey, my bed's been staying empty. Odds are 50-50 if I call her tonight. Every song I hear's about her. No, I can't live without her. I ain't slept an hour the last 3 nights. You can tell her all my friends are getting worried about me. Tell her I ain't overheard the word on the street. Moving on, I'm nowhere near it, but you didn't hear it from me.
Country Countdown, number 12.
7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice. I saw a man with a sign on the corner. I rolled my window down, handed him a dollar. That's when I heard her ask, "Hey, Daddy, who's that?" And before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? In the trees, white guy put stingers on honeybees. It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. Later on that day on the back home, I saw a lady in a black Mercedes yelling at her phone. She blew by me with her finger in the air, and I had to act like I didn't care. And that's when I heard her ask, Daddy, why was she so mad? Before I could answer back, she said, Daddy, can you please turn up the radio? Saying, Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why would God put a stinger on a honeybee? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road. Out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like. My little dangling feet, pretty in vain, backseat driver. My backseat driver. It's 7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice.
Kane Brown, Backseat Driver, up one spot to number 12. That followed the James Barker Band at number 13. You didn't hear it from me, down one spot this week. All right. It is now time to travel down to the capital city of the Volunteer State, Nashville, Tennessee. VNA Bravo November Alpha on your luggage tags and find out what in the wide, wide world of country music is going on down there. It's the Music City Minute.
And now, Paul McGuire's Music City Minute.
Jelly Roll has won a bunch of music awards in his career, certain to win a bunch more, but could an Emmy be in his future? Jelly has a role in this Friday's new episode of the CBS series Fire Country. It's not Jelly's first time delivering lines in front of a camera. He had a cameo on the Taylor Sheridan Sylvester Stallone show Tulsa King. Love me some Tulsa King, but it will be Jelly's first time playing someone other than himself, though the character's not that much of a departure. In the April 11th episode, Jelly plays an ex-convict who is looking to get a fresh start in life as a healthcare worker. CMA Fest will once again take over downtown Nashville this June with a massive collection of some of country music's biggest stars on stages across Music City. The first round of performers has been announced. Pretty impressive. The lineup for the main stage at Nissan Stadium is as epic as it gets. Keith Urban, Kelsey Ballerini, Jason Aldean, Dierks Bentley, Luke Bryan, Blake Shelton, Darius Rucker, Rascal Flatts, and Brooks and Dunn. Not too shabby. And finally, June Carter Cash, legendary producer Tony Brown, and Kenny Chesney are the newest inductees into the Country Music Hall of Fame. June joins the hall in the veteran era artist category, Tony Brown in the non-performer category, and Kenny is this year's modern era inductee. The announcement was hosted by Hall of Famer Vince Gill. The 2024 Country Music Hall of Fame inductees will be formally enshrined in a medallion ceremony in October. Here is soon-to-be Hall of Famer Kenny Chesney and I Go Back.
I can die painting a picture of my life and my dreams. Suddenly this crazy world made more sense to me. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along. 'Cause every time I hear that song,
And I go back to a two-tone short bed Chevy, driving my first love out to the levee, living life with no sense of time. And I go back to the field, a 50-yard line, a blanket of girls, some raspberry wine. The Christian time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, I go back, I go back. I used to rock all night long to keep on rocking me, baby. At frat parties, college bars, just trying to impress the ladies. Well, I heard today and I couldn't help but sing along. Every time I hear that song, I go back to the smell of an old gym floor and the taste of salt on a Carolina shore after graduation and drinking goodbye to friends. And I go back to watching summer fade to fall, growing up too fast, and I do recall wishing time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, somehow stamped our lives, takes us to another place and time. So I go back to the pew, preacher and a choir, singing about God and brimstone and fire, and the smell of Sunday chicken after church. And I go back to the loss of a real good friend, and the 16 summers I shared with him. Now only the good die young stops me in my tracks. Every time I hear that song, I go back, I go back to the field of a 50-yard line, a blanket of girls, some raspberry wine. I go back.
Kenny Chesney, I Go Back, coming out of the Music City Minute, back to the chart with Dallas Smith in at number 11, which is where it was last week. This is CRZY.
Blaring out the window with a goodbye wave. Oh, I was red wings in the dirt and tired of this town. She was, see you later, boy, in college bound. I remember CRZY on an Alabama plate. 100 watts of leaving Chevy red on my face. Oh, it was so damn hard, and I ain't gonna lie. And it's still there when I close my eyes. No. Bye, bye, CRZY.
16 years young, she thinks she's grown. We're all first car, first date, WLD on a license plate. Now ain't life crazy? Yeah.
Dallas Smith, CRZY, staying put this week at number 11. On the other side of the break, we will break into the top 10 with Megan Maroney and shine a spotlight on brand new music from Tim and the Glory Boys. Thanks for hanging the countdown. We'll be right back.
Counting down the 20 hottest country songs. Paul McGuire's Country Countdown. We'll be right back.
Toronto's new country, 93.5.
Okay, flights on Air Canada. How about Prague?
Ooh, Paris. Those gardens.
Amsterdam. Tulip Festival.
I see your festival and race you a carnival in Venice.
Or Bermuda has Carnival.
Ooh, colorful.
You want colorful? Thailand. Lantern Festival? Boom.
Book it. How did we get to Thailand from Prague?
Oh, right. Prague.
Oh, boy.
Choose from a world of destinations, if you can. Air Canada. Nice travels.
Now at Joe Fresh, earn 15,000 PC Optimum points when you spend $75 or more on apparel. Only until April 9th. Now's the time to shop new spring styles, including even more women's tops for $25 or less. Conditions apply. See in store or joefresh.com for details.
Lone Star's new Three Amigo Meals from $13.99. You get chips and salsa, our new double stacked Big Smash burger with fries and unlimited pop. Lone Star's new Big Smash. Two handmade patties, double stacked with cheese, shredded lettuce, pickles, and secret sauce.
Hold up. Did you say chips, salsa, the Big Smash burger and fries, and unlimited pop for $13.99? Woo, someone is getting fired over this.
New Three Amigo Meals from $13.99. Available Monday to Friday till 4 p.m. Only at Lone Star.
You're listening to New Country 93.5, CFXJ-FM.
Yeah!
A Stingray radio station.
You like country? You're in the right place.
Hi, I'm Cherry Tabb, co-founder of the Herzig Eye Institute. For years, I've talked to you often about every new advancement Herzig has introduced in vision correction technology. But I promise you that technology alone will never, I repeat, never take the place of the care and personal attention we give each and every patient. Google Herzig Eye Institute. Call us for a consultation. There's no charge. Look after yourself. Promise me.
Guess who just bundled their home and auto with Desjardins Insurance?
Well, look at you, all grown up and saving money.
Yes, I am.
Mom told you to do it, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
Get insurance that's really big on care. Switch and you could save up to 35% on home insurance when you bundle home and auto. Desjardins Insurance, here for your home, auto, life, and business needs. Certain conditions apply.
It's a countdown extra.
Extra.
On Paul McGuire's Country Countdown.
Lady A's Charles Kelly and his wife Cassie shared big news this week. They're expecting their second child. Cassie posted, "Biggest surprise of our lives," with a roundup of pregnancy photos that features the couple's 9-year-old son, Ward. Yeah, Ward was born in February of 2016, and he's been an only child up until now. Charles has incorporated Ward into his life on the road with Lady A from a really young age. Now, Ward gets to embark on another adventure, Big Brother. Surprise indeed. Here's Lady A and Love Don't Live Here Anymore, which apparently is not true in the Kelly household.
Well, this heart of mine has been hardened like a stone. It might take some time to give back what is gone, but I'm moving on. And you don't hold my dreams like you did before. Oh, and I will curse your name. Well, I heard the news just passing through to claim you're lost and found. But I'm over you, and there ain't nothing there you can say I do to take what you did back. You got nerve to waltz right and think what's mine is yours again. I've been doing fine without you, forgetting all the love we once knew. Girl, I ain't the one that slammed that door. Now you see a change of thinking, but I ain't got a heart for breaking. So go and pick your bags up off my floor. Oh, 'cause love don't live here anymore. Oh, no. Try to tell me how it is and try to justify everything you did. But honey, I'm no fool. Oh, and I've been down this road too many times with you. And I think it's best you go. Well, I got one thing left to say. In the bed you made, 'cause I've been doing fine without you, forgetting all the love we once knew. Girl, I ain't the one that slammed that door. Oh, sugar, no. Now you say a change of thinking, but I ain't got a heart for breaking. So go and pick your bags up off my floor.
Countdown. Welcome back to the countdown. She is nominated for two Academy of Country Music Awards this year, Female Artist of the Year and Album of the Year. And it is time for the title track from that album. Here is Megan Maroney and Am I Okay? In at number 10 for a second week in a row.
I check my pulse and my heart's still beating. Exhale, I think I'm still breathing. Both feet on the ground, but something's changed. I've been playing less Black Keys, baby, and my friends swear I've gone crazy. I don't know how to act, I don't know what to say, 'cause there's guys that can't communicate, that aren't looking for a heart to break. Always thought, hell no, no way.
doesn't know how to feel about that. Am I okay? I think I'm okay.
Down the 20 hottest country songs.
Songs.
Paul McGuire's Country Countdown, number 9.
You say I'll never change. I'm just to go around town with some gasoline. Just trying to bomb a flame. Gonna burn the whole place down. How do you explain ever falling in love with a guy like me in the first place? And turn around and say that I'm the worst thing. I guess I'm the problem. And your meds never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hit the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself, and it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. I'm trying to go our separate ways, and we're back and forth like a swinging door, and tomorrow's like yesterday. Some days better than the night before, and you're back with me again. Then you go and tell your friends that I'm the problem. And your meds never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hit the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself, and it got me thinking. If I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. If I'm such a waste of breath, such a waste of time, then why are you on your way to waste another Friday night? If I'm the problem, and your meds never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hit the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself, and it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason.
Morgan Wallen, I'm the Problem, making its countdown debut at number 9. Flex, Megan Maroney, right before that at 10. Am I okay? Right where it was last week. Okay, it is time to flash forward.
Using our crystal ball to predict the next hot star on this countdown. It's Paul McGuire's Flash Forward.
And play a track that just might be a hit in the future. This week it's something brand new from Tim and the Glory Boys, written by Tim Neufeld of T and the GBs with Zach Dyer and Brandon Hood. It's called Slow Go the Days. Tim said, in the monotony of the everyday, I often forget to pause and appreciate the fleeting moments. I wrote this song to remind myself to embrace the present, to savor the laughter and love that fill my days. It's a gentle nudge to slow down, reflect, and cherish each heartbeat as we dance through life's ever-changing rhythms. Man, oh man. That statement was well written, just like the song Here's Tim and the Glory Boys. And Slow Go the Days, this week's Flash Forward.
From pencil marks on a kitchen wall, 4 foot going on 10 feet tall, you were up and coming. Then all of a sudden, you're 17, counting down the days to get the hell out of Dodge in a Chevrolet. Can't tell you nothing, but let me tell you something. Life comes at you NASCAR fast. Ain't nobody tells you that is a hell of a ride. A blink of an eye. Slow go the days. Fast go the days.